sure am glad he was willing to get across with me, because I couldn't get it. And I, well, I wouldn't get it. Nobody else would get it. But he sure wasn't for us. I sure am glad I'm tickled to death that the Holy Ghost got a hold of me. And he brought something into my life that I had never, ever seen, never have ever experienced. And that's the reason I love the church, because of what he done for me. Alrighty, if you will, turn to Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. Verse 1 says, Master, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mysteries of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the times. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every individual or every man. Then here in verse 11. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are by my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervent for you in prayer, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a good zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hippolytus, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nemus, and the church which is in the house, in his house. And when the epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodicean, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that they fulfill it. The salutation of the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. You know, we today are individuals that is walking and probably has walked. While some of the old time saints of God has walked. Paul had walked in the same places that Christ had walked. And within that speaking, we're speaking and we walk with the Master. Now, who is the Master? The Master is Christ. He is the one that has walked with us, has walked within us. He has been to places that we have taken him, and sometimes we took him into places that did not even give no thanksgiving at all. Nobody could even think about Thanksgiving because of that. And nobody can tell me that if they've been saved any length of time at all, if they've been saved for 30 years, 40, or 50 years, or 2 years, or 10, they cannot tell me that they have not walked away from the Lord within that time frame. We don't want to think we have, but we have. I've walked in many places without the Lord since I've been saved. But I am sure am thankful that he has got a wooden paddle that can get me back in line and get me back on the straight and narrow way. And that's the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He's the one that chastens us. He's the one that makes us miserable because we have sinned against God. We've sinned against Jesus Christ, and we've sinned against the Holy Spirit. We have sinned. Verse 2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. We need to continue in prayer. We can end church service here today with prayer, but that does not mean that when we end church and when we end the service in prayer, that we can walk out these doors, get in our automobile, and drive home and not think about prayer. We need to continue in prayer all the time. Just like a tractor trailer driver was telling me one time, said he's an evangelist now, but at the time he was driving a tractor trailer. And plus two, he was, you know, doing evangelistic work. That's when he first got called into it. And he said one day, and he was speaking on prayer, and he was speaking on about how much to pray and what to pray for. And I heard him say this, that he was up in the upper side of New York with your tractor and trailer. And it was during the winter time, it was cold. But he said this, that when he got on the back road going to his next stop was to unload some stuff. That he had to go down through a road and you couldn't see no housing, no gas station, no nothing for a little while. But he had to go down through that, and what it was trees on both sides. And the limbs had been weighted down by ice. And by being weighted down by ice, that means that ice was on the road. Yes, they have cleaned the roads. They've done everything they could. They put salt on it, they put sand on it, and everything else. Still didn't do no good. But he asked the people this. He says, now, here I am behind the steering wheel on the 18-wheeler. With that 18-wheeler, you've got to be careful. You know, we have to be careful in any motorized vehicle that where we're on ice. But especially on 18-wheeler, we need to be careful with them. Because you may one time see the trees in front of you, and then the next time you may see the rear end of the trailer. They just swapped around. And he says that day, he got to going down through that road there, and he said it was cold. Like, I know y'all seen some of these pictures especially these magazines and things have these pictures in there where they have a road going down the center or going curved and everything, and then they have trees on both sides of the road, and then they just hung up and they make it cloudy, they make it dark in there, but the sun is out. But to make it down that shady. And he said he got into that. He went on and he said, Lord, you know, I ain't got but 5 more minutes to be there to get this truck unloaded. If it's not, if I don't get there and get it unloaded, he gonna call my boss man, and he's not gonna pay us. Because that was, back then, that's the way a whole lot of truck drivers drove a truck, 18-wheelers. If it was delivered on time, then they got paid on time. But if it ended up late, they didn't get paid on time. They had to wait a week or two before the office ever got the hold of the check. Then the office would give them his part. But he said that he went down there, he went straight down. It was beautiful. It was pretty. And them limbs swinging over, and the shadow of the trees was covering the highway, but yet he says some things like that. You get your mind off of really what you're doing and where you're going, and you'll miss a turn. He said, I don't know if anybody is of them that's determined by just thinking out loud or thinking at all. You'll miss your turn. And then you have to end up going backwards to it and go another way. But he said, here a curve come up. And he thought it was still straight. He went in that curve. And when he got up on that curve, when he saw it, he said one thing, he had to slow down. He had to slow the tractor trailer down. Because if he didn't, it was going to jackknife. And he says, I've already had one to jackknife me one time, and I sure don't want to be up enough. But as he was talking to the people and talking to the Christians about the prayer life, that we need to pray continually all the time. He says, that is good if you can do it all the time. He says, but sometimes you can't do it. He goes, like that day that I was on in Taiwan and I hit that ice. I started using them gears and I shifted them gears and I shifted places that it shouldn't even be shifted into. I wanted to slow the vehicle down because I didn't want to jackknife on me. He said, next thing he knew, he shifted on down. Next thing he knew, the trail of the vehicle would be up there straight with the tractor. Here's a tractor and here's a trailer right here. And he says, I was literally scared to death. And he said, you know, when you get in situations like that, that is where the continuing prayer comes. You need to be prayed up at all times. Because if you're not, you're going to be caught in a situation that's that moment you can't pray. Because you can't pray because you're thinking about the clutch, you're thinking about the gear shift, and you're thinking about which gear do I need to put it in now? Do I need to put it in reverse? Do I need to put it in forward? Do I need to put it in this or that or what? And he said, I didn't have time to pray. You honestly believe, and I'm saved, and I've been saved for, I think it was 32, 33 years. He said, but that continuing prayer, we need to look at that. We need to look at them two words, that continue. What does the word continue mean? It means to continue on. If we started something, we continue on with it. If we start a prayer, we need to continue on with the prayer until God has answered that prayer. And he said, and he told the people, he said, I've always had that on my mind, the continuing prayer. And I do. Every time I get in the tractor trailer, I pray before I crank it. I pray before I take my foot off the clutch and brake. I pray when I pull out the highway. And I'm still thinking about the Lord. I'm still thinking about all of what God has done for me. And he said, we need to continue in it. And he said, when you continue in it, the situations that you get caught up in, the continuation of your prayer will come in at the right time. See, he said, I did not have time to pray. He said, because I'm going to tell you. Here I was in that tractor trailer, and I was going down the highway and everything, and that tractor trailer started whipping and trying to go in the way of that thing. He says, do you honestly think, and I'm going to be honest with you, do you honestly think that while I was shifting them gears and shifting the clutch and everything, do you honestly believe that I said, Lord, I've got to pray right now. Lord, would you help me? He says, no. He said, because the time that I got to the point after I said, Lord, I'd be end up in a ditch somewhere. Or I'd be jackknifed. No, I was already prayed up. I was already prayed up because I was prayed up continually. Continually in prayer. That's when that you have come to the point in your life that you don't depend on nothing else you can do. You come to the point in your life that you depend 100% on God. And God don't waste, hey, he don't waste time. I mean, he said God did not waste no time on me when I shifted them gears and everything, trying to come to a stop. He said he was helping me shift them gears. And he said, I just thank the good Lord for that continued prayer. And he said, that's what I do. He said, I continue in prayer. When I am out and about, when I go on one place to another, that I come in, I go to him in prayer. He says, I'm always prayed up. And if I think that I'm prayed up, then I'll start back praying again. And he says, you do not have to close your eyes to pray. And you do not have to bow your head and pray. And you don't have to get down on your knees and come to the altar and pray. Pray. You can make that steering wheel that you've got in your automobile your altar. Your altar. Your altar is where you are at. So we got many altars. Just like the Old Testament, they speak of altars. Abraham spoke of altars. Moses spoke of altars. Altars is everywhere, but today, how many times did you hear people saying anything at all about the altar? They don't anymore. I think they just come to church just to be coming and saying, God, I made this church one time this week. Would you be with me all week? Would you bless me? And that's some of the responsibility we have. That responsibility is put on us. The responsibility of continued prayer is put on us. And if we don't pray for people, how do we expect them to know anybody and what they do? We don't. How do we know the reason they don't come to church? What is the reason they don't come to church? I mean, if they got a reason that some of them don't want to come back here, if they says, I can't listen to the preacher. I just can't listen to him. Well, bless Pat, we ain't the only church that's in town. They can go to church somewhere. But yeah, I love for them to come here. I love for them to come here and come back to us and just fall in line and say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to fight with these people here, and we're going to do something here because they said that you want it done. And we're going to just gather with them, and we're going to get it all done together. I have been so blessed in my lifetime with things that I should not even have, anything like that. But the Lord blessed me with them. Because I tried my very best to be a blessing unto Him. And be a blessing of the fellowship that I can have with you, God's people. And we can have all kinds of fellowships. But the number one type of fellowship that we're going to have, that where we're going to receive the blessing from. And that's the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have not entered by Him. He is the only way. He is the only way. So you have some people say, well, yeah, I got two or three ways I can get in. I said, yeah. Let me know where it's at. Scripture. Can you tell me? Well, no, I don't have a Bible right now. I said, well, I got one in the car. You want to come with me? And they can't find it. And I said, the reason you can't find it is because it's not there. You've got to be focused on His Word. If I am focused on anything else within God's ministry other than this Bible, then y'all need to tell me, preacher, we're going to let you go today. When you get through today, you know you're going to have a day here. That's what you ought to do. Because I cannot help nobody if I cannot keep my mind, my thoughts, and my eye focused focused on his word. Because this word right here from Revelation 22:21, it has every answer to any question that anybody wants to come up with. They say, well, Einstein, he can come up with some, questions. I said, good. He said, yeah. I said, well, I tell you what. I said, if he don't know the Lord, I said, you know, he don't know where to look in there. But the thing about it is this, that what he asked for, the Lord Jesus has the answer right here. This is our encyclopedia. This is our dictionary. This is every word that we've ever spoke. Every word that we ever will speak is right here. We don't need to have no dictionary. We don't need to have no office where we've got 10,000 books in there to read. We need to read this book. We need to read this book and make sure we are right with this book. If we're right with this book, then we're right. I don't need to go to another book. But I do. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save which was lost. What our responsibility to the lost individual. It's not our responsibility to go out here and condemn them. It's not my responsibility when I go and visit them at their home and I go in and I see a carton of beer there on the table, or if I see something else there that shouldn't be there. I'm not supposed to put it. Why? Why am I not supposed to do that? Because that is their castle. That is their domain. You don't go and tear somebody else's castle up. You don't go inside somebody else's home and tear their complete home all to pieces because of some words that you said. The only word that should come from my mouth is it should be the word that is in this book that comes. And the love of the Lord Jesus Christ that gives out to the individual. And Father, we thank you today, Lord Jesus, for the sweet, sweet fellowship that we've had among your people. And Lord, help us. And help me, oh Lord, as I go out and as I see people get in contact with them or whatever, just speaking to them or whatever, that Lord, that you would take control of my tongue. You would take control of my mind and my thoughts. And Lord, I just need to remember at one time in life, I was in the same position that they were in now. They don't know what to do. Their life is so upside down. And Father, we just pray. Like I said earlier, we need to continue in prayer. Because we can't continue in prayer. We can continue in prayer 24 hours. We can go home and just get in that little hiding place or that closet that we can go into and get alone with you, Lord. And yes, and we can pray. And we can pray. We can pray all day. We can pray all night. We can pray all week. And then we still would not have even done what we should have done. We need to tell people. These people that are here this morning, I love each and every one of them. I love them with all my heart. And the reason for that is because, Lord, I also know that you love them with everything that you have, with your whole heart. And Father, help us, Lord, that we may come and minister to the people, Father. Let the people know that we do care for them and we want to see them living a better life. And they can live a better life than they live in. And Father, and they don't have to do the changes. They don't have to change nothing. Because you're going to do all the changes within each and every one of them. So Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for each one that showed up today. Lord, that they may have got some little nugget. Father, that will draw them close. Lord, I know, Lord, that you spoke to my heart about some things. And I thank you for that. Would draw us all closer to you. In the precious name of Jesus, we plead today. Amen and amen.